Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $100, and get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET.
Everybody, welcome to the Hockey Gambling Podcast, all the sports gambling podcast network. My name is Tal Jenkins, joined with our host. We got Ryan Gilbert and Joel Meyer. Gentlemen, how the hell are we doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. Great to be back with you boys. Great to be back with the listeners. It's been way too long of a week. A week through hell for myself. Going through a little bit of a cold here. Also, great time of Thanksgiving and whatnot. I want, as the only American on the panel, I want to make sure everyone had a happy holiday. Everyone got some good deals on Black Friday, Cyber Monday. So looking forward to breaking down this Tuesday slate. It's a slate I like a lot, and hopefully we can give out some winners.
This is why the rest of the world hates America. You're such narcissists. You have a Thanksgiving holiday, and all of a sudden everyone else has to pay for it, even though we didn't get shit kind of recognition for our Thanksgiving. But
you didn't ask for it.
Anyway, no. What am I? Fake a sickness saying it's I'm sick. I got a bad flu. I can't speak. No, we didn't do that shit. We plugged through it. All right. Anyway, bad Thanksgiving for me. Awful betting. World Cup's betting good bad. I mean, great games. Been loving it. I knew I'd lose money. Fuck it. I'll lose the money. It's been fun. But hockey on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, Thursday, or whatever you want to call it down there, was just absolutely brutal. Like, it was dog city. I shouldn't have wagered as much as I did, but I had, like, I was super chalky. I wagered way too much on the Canes to beat the Coyotes, the Avs to beat the Canucks, and it was just a shit show. Probably the worst day of betting hockey in like 2 years. And yet somehow I had a profitable week after all that, just because every other day worked out for me. So if that day, just strike from the memory and move on, I guess. But fun times over here. No Thanksgiving turkey or whatever. But lots of fun football too. The Egg Bowl is awesome. Good to see Mike Leach beat the Ole Miss Rebels there. Man, there's so much to talk about. I don't know where to go from here. It's been a week since we spoke, but
LSU had a bad loss? Did you?
That's way down the list of things I want to talk about.
I wasn't
going to get to that one. No. fucking the Texas A&M. They didn't score 30 plus points in like a year, and then all of a sudden they came out of their shell. All their freaking 5-star guys that they paid billions of gas dollars to, they finally showed up the one day of the year I don't want them to. Like, I've been betting them all freaking year, and the one time they actually play up to their talent level, their recruitment level, is the one time LSU play them, and that fucking sucked. But whatever, we live and we lose. On to Georgia next week.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie, I fucking hammered Michigan on the money line against Ohio State. What a fucking cash out that was. That was absolutely incredible. So that was fucking sick. I've been on a heater in college football, boys. Fucking loving it. NHL has been great too. Soccer sucks. If you're betting on soccer, you're a fucking loser. That includes you, Joel. If you care about the World Cup, you're a fucking loser too. No, I'm just kidding, man. The World Cup's cool. I didn't really watch it, but that's what I've been doing, man. College football, hockey, fucking NFL, having a good old time. Shout out to everybody enjoying the World Cup, though. I know that's a pretty big deal, including our very own Joel Meyer. All right, everybody. While we get going here, everybody go check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. That's the place to be. So much shit going on around the world right now. We got the NFL. We got college football. There's the NBA. College hoops is rocking. There's a little thing called the World Cup that apparently billions of people around the world are paying attention to, and the NHL is rocking and rolling. So get your ass at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. That's the place to be, man. You can read some kick-ass articles. You can find out some other good picks. Listen to some of the other shows, too. It's a great way to kind of make some money, especially on sports that you might not know. Like myself, I've been kind of tailing a couple soccer bets. I'll be honest with you. I know I just tripped everybody, but I've been doing it. And of course, shout out to all of our friends and pals in the Discord. If you're not in the Discord, you're fucking losing money. It's been popping off. Good to see everybody having a good time. There are a couple of new faces and a couple of people saying they're winning lots of money, man. So that's all you can ask for. Shout out to all of our friends and pals in the Discord.
Yeah, Bolts no T, baby. Bolts no T. Just won it 6-5. Let's go.
Ooh,
bam.
Yeah, Discord's been good. I had a live bet in there tonight. I hit the middle there with the Red Wings +2.5. They lost 4-2, so that was good there. And yeah, we also got baseball ramping back up. Got the MLB winter meetings starting on Sunday. I know you're going to be excited about that, guys. Plenty of SGPN fantasy baseball podcast content to come out of that. And of course, you know, we had a week off, but we're looking to record more this week and the coming week. So make sure you're subscribed to the Hockey Gambling Podcast on wherever you listen to your podcast. That's Spotify, Apple, where have you. Go ahead and follow us and subscribe. Leave us a 5-star rating and review. And give us a follow on Twitter as well, at HockeySGPN.
Steven Stamkos, baby. What a beauty.
Is he unreal? Beauty. Yeah, he's sick. Now, I got a question here. Did you just say baseball? Didn't they just fucking end?
Oh, come on. Not that again. I wasn't even paying attention.
it's the winter meetings. It's when all the teams get together.
Winter meeting.
they all meet and they talk about
turn each other off.
Hey, say what you want about soccer. At least the World Cup's fucking going on right now.
Jose Abreu just signed in Houston. That's a huge deal. I mean, yeah, I could go on and on.
Who's that?
Yeah. Former MVP.
Oh, is he good? He must be good, I guess. Yeah. Baseball, they make a shitload of money, though, so it's probably a fucking monster contract.
Oh, yeah. Baseball contrast compared to, like, hockey is just absolutely insane.
Anything compared to hockey is crazy.
Well, yeah, that should be a topic for
McDavid is like a minor league pitcher.
Yeah. He's like an NBA player coming off the bench, highest paid player in the NHL. Okay. What's the plan here, Ad? Where are we going?
Ready to win money and booster odds? WinBet is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Win Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards are right at your fingertips with Win Rewards on WinBet. Win Rewards, I almost said. Looking to get involved in a same-game parlay? WinBet is your home with their WinBet Build Your Own Bet, letting you customize the bet you want to make. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WinBet. WinBet has what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet $100, win $100. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be partner or order and present in the state where play through winbet's available. If you or somebody knows a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
Okay, gentlemen. The date is Tuesday, November 29th tomorrow. We got a fucking 9-game slate. Boys, are we ready to get into the 9-game slate or what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can tell we've been off for a week, eh? We're just fucking rocking and rolling. All right. First game on the docket here. We got the Carolina Hurricanes against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Game itself is at 7 p.m., and it is in Pittsburgh. Carolina on the money line sitting at -105. Pittsburgh Penguins on the money line sitting at -115. Over-under set at 6. Overpaying off -105. The under... -115. Okay, gentlemen. The Pittsburgh Penguins are kind of turning in the right direction. They started off a little bit cold here. The past couple games, they've been looking okay. Tristan Jarry's kind of coming back to the goaltending we expect. His numbers still aren't the best. That's because he was kind of shit to start the actual season. I'm liking the Penguins here, boys. The Penguins minus 115 is my play. Carolina, we talked about it. We kind of chatted them up last show. We had an interesting segment about teams know where we think we are for future projections. We all expect Carolina to improve. But you know what? They haven't really showed it since we stepped out. So I'm going to go with the Penguins, minus 115 on the money line. As far as over-under goals, I'm kind of seeing some goals here, man. Give me the over 6 at minus 105.
Yeah, the Hurricanes, I was looking into it a bit because I was getting shit for recommending them to win the Metro before the year started or early in the year. But, I mean, they're
who gave you
there.
Shit for that?
Other some of my friends. It's fine. They're still third place.
It's
they have the
who do they want, the Capitals?
Well, they're looking at the Devils, being like, oh, the Devils are so good, they're going to win the division. No, they're not. The Hurricanes are going to be good for the long run. They have
was Fred it Anderson in season back. Or before the season?
I think it was before the season, Joel. I don't remember. Well,
good for them then. If they were recommending the Devils before the season,
no, they're saying right now that the Devils are doing so well.
Oh, okay. Well, then who did they like before the season?
Well, they tailed my Hurricanes bet.
Oh, okay. Then fuck them. I don't know what you're saying.
All right, whatever. Well, the point is, the Hurricanes are still doing well without their starting goalie. Their offseason acquisition, Max Pacioretty, should be coming back in the next month or two. And they have the fourth worst PDO. So they're going to see some positive regression. As far as this game is concerned, Hurricanes just broke a losing streak. Penguins just had their winning streak snapped. I got to go with Carolina. I got them at plus 105. I'd still take them minus 105. I think they're the better overall team, as we did discuss in the power ranking show last time. And I do like the under. Both these teams have played a lot of under games recently. Carolina 3 straight and 7 of 8. And Pittsburgh 3 straight and 4 of 5 as well. So I think this is going to be a playoff-like atmosphere between two division opponents here. So give me Carolina and the under.
Yeah, I'm going the same way there. Hurricanes have cost me a lot of money the past couple weeks. I referenced the Coyotes beating them earlier. That was not fun. But they also had another couple overtime losses. Of course, the Avalanche one, which was one of my locks last 2 weeks ago. That infamous 90% post-game win expectancy game. And then they also lost overtime to the Jets, another game that they should have won. And then I finally bet against them with the Flames, and of course they win that one. But I'm going back to them here. Just the better team. I like the Penguins as well. They're playing a lot better these days. This line is pretty close to accurate, but I think that the Canes should be a slight favorite. So, yeah, give me the Canes here. I also like the under with both competitive teams. It's both getting good goaltending, both very... more defensively oriented. The Penguins were more offensively oriented earlier on, but now that we're seeing more under games from them. So, yeah, I like the under there a lot, but yeah, I like the Canes a lot too. So, give me the Canes here in the high leverage game here if the Penguins want to make a push for the Metro. Although it'll be hard to catch the Devils at this point, they just had another big win over the Rangers. But yeah, this is possibly a battle for second place if the Devils can't be caught.
Also want to point out here, people have been asking in the Discord for some shots on goal prop advice and stuff. This is a game I'd target. Carolina averages the third most shots per game at just over 35. And Pittsburgh allows the sixth most at almost 34. Ooh. So guys like Brent Burns, Martin Necas, guys like that.
No.
Martin Necas, sorry. And Sebastian Aho, guys like that. Or just check out the Discord, sg.pn/Discord, for all my plays.
I had to throw that one in, Joel. I'm sorry, buddy. All right, heading on down to the 7 p.m. time slot again. We got the Tampa Bay Lightning against the Boston Bruins. I think Tampa Bay is on the second night of a back-to-back. Did the Bruins play today, too? No, I don't think they did. Game itself is in Boston. It's at 7 p.m. Tampa Bay on the money line sitting at plus 140. Boston on the money line sitting at minus 165. Over-under set at 6.5. Overpaying off plus 100. The under minus 120. Rye guy, what do you got here, bud?
Yeah, this is one of those games that Joel talks about with the line moving and a back-to-back. Lightning just completely emptied the tank for an overtime win, a comeback overtime win in Buffalo. Maybe that'll get them going because they have Vasilevsky starting tomorrow in Boston, but Boston's 12-0 at home. They're just unbelievable so far this season. Tampa is now 6-4 on the road, so that's decent, but these two teams played last Monday in Tampa. Boston won 5-3, so I'm going Boston here again, minus 165. Bet this pretty much as soon as you hear this or as soon as you see the line, because it probably will continue to move in Boston's direction.
For sure. Lightning are playing a bit better lately, though, past couple weeks. Even that Boston game was fairly evenly matched. So plus 140 there is too short, though, still, given the fact that the Bruins are just beasts this season, probably the best team in the league, maybe aside from the Devils. But the goaltending advantage will go to the Lightning with Vasilevskiy and Natty. Even though Allmark's having an awesome season so far, you still got to give the nod to the Russian there. Interesting market there for the Vezina. We'll get to that a little bit later. But for this game, I like the Bruins fairly significantly here at minus 165. And maybe the under 6.5 here too in a high leverage spot. It's maybe more of like a playoff kind of game, especially given the fact that both teams play each other recently, a bit of familiarity. Under 6.5 here, minus 120, and the Boston, the 165 is damn good to me.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I was thinking of maybe leaning a bit towards Tampa. I looked at Boston, and I'm like, I'm trying to find flaws, right? I'm like, okay, their division record this year, they're only 4-3. That's still pretty fucking good, right? And they're undefeated at home. This team is fucking 18-3, although their three losses have been all to division teams, so that's kind of interesting. With that being said, Tampa Bay on the second night of a back-to-back, this Bruins team is an absolute wagon, and the game itself is in Boston. So yeah, man, how do you not take the Bruins in this? I like what you said about the over-under, more so facing the under at 6.5. Could potentially be like a playoff matchup, right? So these teams will want to play nice and pretty, nice and tight. So yeah, the under is very enticing at 6.5, but you got to go with the Bruins here, man. No slouch to Tampa, but the Bruins are just an absolute wagon. Okay, moving down to the 7 p.m. time slot again. Is this the worst game on the card? It just might be. We got the San Jose Sharks against the Montreal Canadiens. The game itself is in Montreal, Le Bel Centre de l'Habitant. San Jose Sharks on the money line sitting at minus 105. Montreal on the money line hanging out at minus 115. The over-under set at 6. Overpaying off minus 120. The under plus 100. Okay, boys, this is a toughie, man, but I kind of really like the Habs here, bro. Like, the Habs have been, I don't want to say good, but sneakily okay at home, 6-5-0. San Jose has been better on the road than they've been at home, so maybe consider that as well here. But I like the Habs, man. Fuck it. They're on a two-game winning streak. On paper, this team kind of has to look a bit better. It looks like Kaapo Kähkönen is expected to get the nod for the San Jose Sharks here. I'm not sure if that will play out or not, but he fucking stinks. He's got an 8.71 save percentage and a 3.81 goals against average. I don't think I've ever done this, but I'm going to go with the Habs, man. Give me fucking Montreal minus 115 over under. Give me the over 6. The number's at 6 in this game. I don't know. Like, I get it. These teams aren't great, but like, neither are the goalies, man. So give me the 6, minus 120, and give me Montreal on the money line. Minus 115. Let's go, Montreal. Habs fans can lick my dick. I'm on your team.
Yeah, we got two good games here at 7, and we got a Sharks Canadians here. So this will be the one that not paid as much attention to, I would hope. But yeah, I think you got to go. You got to go with the Habs. They won back-to-back games on the road, coming back home. They won 3 of 4 overall. San Jose is just not good. Lost 3 in a row. Lost 5 of their last 6. So yeah, Montreal just, I think, here is the better team out of the two bad teams. So I'll take them at minus 115. And yeah, for the total, probably just fade both goalies, because both teams do have some players that can score. I mean, you have Carlson for the Sharks having a great season so far, and their top guys, Cole Caulfield and whatnot for the Canadiens. So I like the Canadiens and the over here as well. This will also be a game where I'm looking at a shots on goal props. Both teams allow over 30 shots a game and should be a lot of back and forth action, a lot of sloppy play.
I like the and whatnot there after Cole Caulfield, because there's not much else going on for the Canadiens on either the forward side or the defensive side. But these are two pretty evenly matched teams. Their stats are pretty similar, both in terms of the expected goals for, expected goals against. Sharks are actually average defensively. I was a little surprised looking at that, but on the road here in Montreal, it's a pretty close game. The line reflects that. Not much going on there for me. The total is not much more interesting either. The over 6, under 6, not much. There's nothing going on here. This could be like a 6-3 game. It could be like a 3-1 game. It's hard to call. That's why the line is so close to the average that you see there. So I don't have anything on this game. I'm going to make this a le pass.
Oh, le pass. I like that. Le passe-goo. Okay. Now down to the 7:30 time slot here. We got the New York Islanders against the Philadelphia Flyers. Game itself is in Philly. Ryan, are you going to this game?
No.
No. Okay. A New York Islanders money line is paid off -170. Philly on the money line sitting at +145. The over-under is at 6. Over paying off -105. The under -115. Normally, when it's one of our favorite teams, we pass it off to those guys, but I'm jumping in here, okay? I fucking love the Islanders in this game, man. How can you not? The Flyers are on a fucking 10-game losing streak. They started off respectable, okay? They were... Torts got them kind of fired up. Maybe they had the Tortorella kick in the ass to get it going. Well, fuck, they've lost the last 10 in a row. It's been a tough look for the folks in Philly. Sorry there, Mr. Gilbert. But the Islanders, on the other hand, man, they've been trending in the right direction. They're currently on a 4-game heater. 7-5 on the road, that's not too bad. But more importantly to me, their division record is 6-1. So expect that to go to 7-1. They're going to beat the fucking shit out of the Flyers here. Not only do I like them, I also like them in regulation, okay? So I'm going to be playing the New York Islanders in regulation. I'm seeing -115. I think there's a lot of value in that here against the Flyers that have been struggling even at home. And even if Ilya Sorokin doesn't get the nod for the Islanders, Varlamov's no slouch either, man. We talk about it all the time. We pump that tires of that tandem all day long. So give me the Islanders. Over, under, I don't know. I haven't even looked into it. The over, under, I'm going to take the over. Who cares? Maybe the Islanders will score 6 on their own and you'll push. Who knows?
Yeah. That's what we're here for. Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah, Flyers absolutely suck. Maybe if you offer me some money to go to this game, maybe I'd consider it. But no, I'm not going to.
GoFundMe?
Yeah, I'll start a GoFundMe to go to the Flyers game. Yeah, they suck. Lost 10 in a row. 7 of them have been in regulation. All of them were by at least 2 goals. So if you like them on the puck line, go ahead. But 3 of them were in overtime or shootout. And there was a stretch during the 2021 season where these two teams played 4 overtime games in the span of like a month. So I could see that happening if you want to just have a long shot on the draw there, +340. But otherwise, yeah, you got to go with the Islanders here. -170 in regulation, maybe a puck line. The Islanders beat them 5-2 on Long Island on Saturday. I don't see it being much different tomorrow night in Philadelphia. Islanders have won 4 in a row, and the Flyers had that losing streak. But to a bigger point here, I might start fading the Islanders in the futures. I actually just, as we were doing this, I placed a bet on them to miss the playoffs at +180. Ooh. They have one of the worst expected goals for in the league, 7th worst. They have one of the best PDOs in the league. So I could see that regressing. I mean, Sorokin's good. Maybe he'll keep that up, but their shooting percentage is very high. And you got teams in the Metro like the Penguins, like the Rangers, that should be stepping up a little bit. So that's a good long shot play I like. But yeah, for this game, just go with the Islanders.
As I was preparing to talk about this game, I was going to say that these Islanders are regressing, but they're reverting to the Islanders of the 2 or 3, 4 years ago, where they defy the odds, the analytics, the statistics. And here Ryan is pumping those in my face and giving me ammunition that the Islanders is just fucking you up with your analytics. These guys do it every year, except for last year. They kind of fell apart due to certain conditions and circumstances, but this year they're going back to their old ways where they just continue to defy the statistics and win games. And it just comes down to playing as a team. Like, they got a great culture there. Ever since Lou arrived, he's got them buying in and just winning games. Like, that's what certain stats don't qualify, they quantify. They manage to win games. Like, even though they're the worst team a lot of the time, they grind it out. They find a way to win a game because they all have spirit, man. You can't quantify spirit, and the Islanders have spirit. Getting to go back to my Islanders ways, and let's go. So yeah, I like the Islanders here to beat the Flyers. The Flyers are dog shit. They're even worse according to a lot of those numbers. But the main point here, though, is that the Sorokin is now the favorite to win the Vezina at 4-1 now. It started 11-1 beginning of the season, and he is by far the best goalie in the league. If you look at the goal save above expected stat, he is 9 points or 9 goals above Carter Hart. And after that, it's like a cluster, or including Carter Hart, it's a cluster of guys. So he is by far the best goalie in the league right now. That's why you're seeing that those award market shape that way. So I love that bet. Maybe not now at 4-1, but if you followed us earlier in the year, for sure, 11-1, you're cheering that on. So yeah, all hail Sorokin and the Broviat Union. Islanders are going to win this game. Sorokin's going to win the fucking Vezina, and Islanders are going to make the playoff and shove it in Ryan's fucking hoop.
Yo, for real though, Sorokin's actually sick, man. Like, I know his numbers and everything add up too, but if you just watch him play, the saves he makes, like, he makes like routine saves look like absolutely nothing, and he makes fucking game-saving saves look like it's just a breeze, dude. He's so good, it's crazy. Okay, heading down to the 8 p.m. time slot here. We got, oh fuck, we got a barn burner. We got the Anaheim Ducks against the Nashville Predators. Game itself is in Smashville. Anaheim on the money line sitting at +195. Nashville on the money line sitting at -230. Predators on the puck line hanging out at +105. The over-unders at 6.5. Overpaying off +100. The under -120. Mr. Meyer, what do you got in this game?
I am going with the Nashville Predators. I mentioned the Islanders, or Ryan might have mentioned it. I don't know. Islanders are second worst in terms of expected goals against. Well, the number one team in terms of expected goals against are the Anaheim Ducks. They are absolute trash. I think they've only won one game in regulation all season, which is pathetic considering we're already more than 25% of the way in. And the Predators, meanwhile, they're an average team, better at home. But they got some goal scorers. They're getting a little better now. Now that we enter into the meaty part of the season, so I like the Islanders. Or fuck, I've got Islanders in my brain. I like the Predators to dominate this game. Give me the Preds on the puck line +105. I like them to smash them 4-2, 5-2, 6-2, something like that. I already bet the team total, but the puck line is just fine too. Ducks, they're not getting the goaltending, they're not getting defense, and they can barely score too. So I like the Preds quite a bit in this spot.
Yeah, that's insane. The Ducks have one regulation win in 22 games. They're on pace for less than four regulation wins this season, which, yeah, that just shows how bad they are. And you have to go with Nashville here. I don't know if I guess I trust them on the puck line just because Anaheim's that bad. But I also did a Nashville in under 6.5 in the game parlay for +155. Nashville could screw that up by scoring five or six themselves, but I see more of like a 4-1 game, 4-2 maybe. Anaheim's just, I mean, how many times we could be how bad they are. But, I mean, this is mostly a pass game because I don't trust Nashville as a -230 favorite. So if you want to play it, do it the puck line like Joel did, or throw it in a parlay.
Yeah, parlay or even maybe regulation. What's that, like fucking -170, -160 or something? Who knows?
Oh, you're way off on that one, buddy.
What is it? Do you have it?
No, I'm going to guess it's around -145, -150.
Okay, maybe. Maybe there's some value there then. For this game, for me, though, obviously, like, I expect Nashville to win. It has been absolutely terrible. From what I'm seeing, it's not confirmed, but it looks like they might expect or start Stoli, the goalie. He's been absolutely fucking terrible. But I'm still liking the under in this game, man. You know why? Because both of these teams are literally tied for 29th in league scoring at 2.55 goals per game. These guys can't score. I don't know what's going on. Nashville, I guess, yeah. Anaheim just sucks. So I'm going to lean a bit towards the under here at -120 at 6.5. I think that's probably my best play. And then, yeah, any way you can take Nashville, that's probably the go-to here. Ducks fucking suck, man. We had a lot of fun with them last year, but they're absolutely terrible. So sucks to suck. Okay, moving down to the 8 p.m. time slot again here. We got the Colorado Avalanche against the Winnipeg Jets. Game itself is in Winnipeg. It's at 8 o'clock here. Colorado on the money line sitting at -130. Winnipeg on the money line hanging out at +110. Over-unders at 6. Both over-under paying off -110. That's kind of interesting. Julie, let's go back to you here, bud. What's up with your Avalanche here? What do you think?
Well, we're still banged up. You know, Nichushkin's still out. Landeskog's still out. Gerard's back. Bowen Byron's still out, though. Getting great goaltending, though, with Georgiev continuing to, like, save 30-plus shots a game. But the main part is the Avs power play is number one in the league, absolutely dominant. When you get Makar, MacKinnon, Rantanen on the ice at the same time, they're going to score a goal. I think the home power play percentage is over 40%, which is ridiculous considering we're already played, like, at least 10 games at home, I think. So, yeah, the power play is on point. Jets are an average penalty kill team. They're really relying on Connor Hellebuck, who, by the way, is the only goaltender to receive Hart votes in the past couple days there in the quarterly mark. So that's interesting. Might put a wrench in the tires of the Vezina award I mentioned earlier. But anyway, Connor Hellebuck's playing awesome. But the better team here are the Avalanche, even though they're banged up, even though we lost Evan Rodriguez too recently, I believe. So yeah, the depth isn't there, but the skill guys are still on fire. Makar's playing better now. He's going into his groove, and McKinnon's just like top three player in the league right now. He's come out of the gate firing up, even though he's got his next deal in the bag. It doesn't matter. Money doesn't matter to him. He just wants to play hockey, win fucking cups. So he's got like something insane, like 25 assists already. So he's dishing the puck. He's scoring crazy goals every night. He's basically McDavid at this point, except without the goal scoring this season. So yeah, I love the Avs here. Just a much better team. Not even that significantly downgrade goaltending either, with Georgiev playing as well as he has. So I like the Avs quite a bit here with the special teams advantage and just the overall talent advantage. Especially, oh yeah, Nikolaj Ehlers too is out for the Jets for a bit. Mm-hmm. We saw how they tanked last year after Ehlers went out. So the same thing might happen to the Jets this season. We'll see, because he's a very underrated player over there in Jetland, or Menoland in Winnipeg.
Jetland, I like it. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Rodriguez is now out for a few weeks. I saw you also have Martin Kaut is going to be out tomorrow night with an illness.
What are we going to do?
What are we doing?
I'm just saying, how far down their depth can they go and still win games? I mean, it's impressive what McKinnon's doing, Rantanen's doing.
He's barely better than average AHL player at this point.
I know, but still, it's just the injuries keep piling up and the Avs keep winning games. It's impressive, Joel. I'm complimenting the Avalanche here.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't really have a side for this game. I would probably lean to just the home dog because Winnipeg, I think, is healthier and Hellebuck is playing pretty well, but my best bet here would be the under. Both of these are under teams so far this season. The under is 12-6 for Winnipeg, 11-8 for Colorado. Colorado allows the third fewest goals, Winnipeg the sixth fewest. So it looks like a good under game here. And as Joel mentioned on the power play, if you're looking for like power play point props, if you look at like Compher or Lekkonen, those odds are usually double what McKinnon and Makar and Rantanen are. And you know what? They just got to touch it maybe to a secondary assist and you can cash that. So that's
make sure they're on the first unit though.
That's what the first unit says according to Daily Faceoff.
Okay.
Check it before you place a bet. Make sure they're on the top unit and then get that value in there. But yeah, for the game, I just like the under six at -110.
That's some good advice.
Yeah, I guess because Rodriguez out now, those guys might be boosted up there.
For myself here, boys, I'm really liking the Jets in this game, man. Like, no slouch to Colorado, man. Like, Colorado's a great team. Joel, you touched on Alexander Georgiev's numbers they're actually better than Connor Hellebuck's. We all know how good Connor Hellebuck is. So, you know, no slouch on Georgiev or the Avalanche here, but I really do like the Jets, man. This is the team, their home record, they're 7-2-0, and as well as a division record. I know I bring this up all the time, but to me, it's pretty important, man, because these are important points, right? They're 7-2-0 as a division record as well. So I just don't see a reason not to play the Jets. I know the Avs are a little bit banged up a little bit. Obviously, it hurts without having Ehlers in for Winnipeg as well. But I'm going to ride with my boy Hellebuck, man. I've been saying it all fucking year long. This whole team, the success of them is they score fucking goals and Hellebuck stands on his head. And they've been doing just that this year. Hellebuck's numbers are, he's got a 10-5-1 record, 2.43 goals against average, 0.925 save percentage and 2 shutouts. And then even scoring goals, man, like Winnipeg's 16th in the league, averaging 3.15 goals a game. I know it's that number may not jump off the page of you, but at least it's not terrible, right? So, yeah, I'll take the Jets as a home dog, +110. Why not, man? The over-under, though, I don't really have a play on the over-under, man. I don't love it at 6. If it was 6.5, I might lean a bit more towards the under. Maybe I'll even take the under, too, because the push is in play. But, yeah, if I had to, I would take the under with a gun to my head. But other than that, I would stay away from the total on this one.
I just want to point out that Ehlers has been out for all but 2 games this season. So it's not like it's something where they're suddenly going to miss him. They're still playing well without him.
Yep.
2 games? That's all he's played?
Yeah.
Wow. Nice. Okay. Fuck, wish we knew that ahead of time, Ryan. Come on, bud.
I thought it was a long...
Go ahead.
you said they tanked last year without him, and maybe that'll turn this year as well. But I mean, they've been playing well without him already.
True. I said the throw a wrench in the tires. The saying is wrench in the gears. Before anyone comes at me on my Twitter account that doesn't exist, I just corrected myself. So
I don't think a wrench in the tire would be good either. You don't want a wrench anywhere.
Okay, but a wrench in the gears makes more sense. You know, you stick it in there like the tank tread or something. I don't know.
A wrench in the spokes. All I'm thinking is like a bike tire. You know the meme where somebody fucking puts the thing in the tire and then blames it on Trudeau? That one. Yeah.
A spanner in the works is another one I'm seeing here.
That's what I'm more familiar with, the spanner in the works, yeah.
Okay. What the fuck is a spanner and what the fuck's a works?
In the works.
I don't know what you guys are talking about right now. I'm moving on to the next game. We're heading down to the 9 p.m. time slot. This is an interesting game here. Is this the first time these teams have played each other this year? Maybe it's not.
No,
they played in Florida, I think.
Oh, okay, they did, yeah, November 19th. Okay, I missed that one.
Flames went on a shootout, I think.
Mm-hmm. 5-4.
Yeah, it looks like they did. Okay, Florida Panthers against the Calgary Flames. Game itself is in Calgary at the 9 p.m. time slot here. Florida Panthers on the money line sitting at +125. Calgary on the money line hanging at -145. The over-under is at 6.5. Over paying off -125. The under +105. Boys, I don't know what to think about Calgary here, man. Like, obviously, they're a better team than what they're playing. Like, Jacob Markstrom struggled to start the year. He's starting to kind of get his game back a little bit, but it hasn't really looked too pretty to me. Bobrovsky is confirmed to start for Florida. He's had a tough fucking go to the season, man. And this is a guy, he has hot and cold years. Not even hot and cold months or weeks. Hot and cold years. And I got a feeling we're in for a Bobrovsky cold year here. With that being said, I'm kind of liking the Panthers as road dogs here, man. Like, this team hasn't had success on the road, but Calgary's been a little bit struggling as of late, too. They're currently on a 3-game losing streak. It just hasn't clicked for them, man. We talked about this a little bit when it came down to our, whatever we called it last year, our rankings or whatever we did. The Flames haven't shown me anything to really be too excited about this year, man. So I'm going to ride with the Panthers here, +125 as dogs. As far as over-under go, man, you kind of have to lean to the over. Both these teams have star power up front, and both of these stud goalies have been struggling as of late. Both goals against averages are under 900. So, yeah, give me the over, and give me Florida on the money line, +125.
Yeah, I'm with you there on the over. Florida's been playing a bunch of over games. Calgary has had lower scoring games recently, but that game with these two teams a few weeks ago was 5-4. So I could see a similar outcome here, especially with Bobrovsky not playing too well. Panthers on a back-to-back, so it should be more open hockey out there. But yeah, I got to go with the Flames. You know, they're not playing too well. Lost 3 in a row to end a road trip in Pittsburgh, Washington, Carolina. 3 tough opponents there. Coming back home with a few days off, should be able to get this done against the tired Panthers team, so I like the Flames at -145. I would lean to the over 6. I didn't realize it's -125 over 6.5. I wouldn't play that yet. Probably just Flames -145 for now.
I do remember this game from a couple weeks ago. This is where Jonathan Huberdeau, Mackenzie Weegar, and Alexander Barkov were like playing. Before the game started, they were like warmed up to it. They like beat each other passes and all this shit. Like they're on the same team or whatever. Did all like that? You guys are
that shouldn't be allowed. Jerseys. That sucks.
Nah, yeah. Man. Come on.
Joel hates fun.
No, that's not even fun. That's just pussy bullshit.
Just do that in the summer where we don't have to see you. Like, do you think a Flames fan likes seeing their players, being all friendly and hugging each other with the opposing team before a big game? I don't think so. I won't like that. It's like I watched what did I watch? I watched the Giants Cowboys game on Thanksgiving, where the players like freaking hugging each other between snaps. It's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? This is a rivalry game. You're divisional rivals and you're doing that shit. I would not like that at all if the Bears players did that with the Packers players. I would be absolutely furious. I want them off the team immediately. Whatever, it happens after the game, no big deal. If it happens during the off season, whatever, I don't care. But not during the freaking game and not during when the TV is on you. Anyway, I like the Flames here, -145. Just I think they're still the better team, even though they haven't quite shown it this year so far. Just the difference in depth between the defense the defensive the lines there it's insane. Like the Flames have three stacked pairings, whereas the Panthers struggle to put one good pairing together. So I like that for the Flames' favor. I mean, they're still number two or three in terms of Corsi four, so they're getting the possession of the puck, they're getting the shots on net. It's just a matter of putting them in the net. And unfortunately, Huberdeau has had a slow start, maybe because he's too friendly with his chaps there in Florida. I don't know. But you just got to get familiar with this guy's here in Calgary. His new team, which he signed a new deal with for 8 years. So get it together, buddy, and put it in that. At least get some freaking apples, buddy. Flames here, -145 is the side. It's got to go up with the better goaltender playing tonight against the Oilers. So, yeah, I like the Flames here, -145. I have no feel for the total. Panthers are a weird team. Sometimes their defense just totally bails. Sometimes they show up, but usually that's on the offensive side. Just depends on the goaltending, I guess. So no feel for the total, but the Flames money line, -145, I think is pretty cheap.
I just noticed this, man. The Florida Panthers are averaging over 40 shots a game. How fucking nuts is that? A game.
Yeah, they're a good team to target for shots on goal props, too. Kachuk, Bennett, Ekblad's been great since returning. So, yeah, they're just on fire as they take on the Flames.
That's crazy. And even the Flames, they're fourth in the league, averaging 34.5. So maybe if there's like a total shots on goal combined teams, like I know certain books have that, maybe throw a little sprinkle on that, man. It's an interesting prop. Okay, heading down to the 10 p.m. time slot here. We got the Washington Capitals against the Vancouver Canucks. Game itself is in Vancouver. Washington on the money line sitting at +100. Canucks on the money line hanging out at -120. The over-under is set at 6.5. Overpaying off +100. The under, -120. Oh, fuck. Boys, the Canucks are, I don't want to say they're rolling, but they're kind of on a three-game winning streak. Are almost a three-game heater, and I'm like, it's a three-game winning streak. You can't call it a fucking heater. Good to see, though. I know the sky was falling a bit there in Vancouver. Maybe they can turn it around. I kind of like them at home, man, in this game here. Their home record hasn't been that great, but that being said, Washington has been absolutely abysmal on the road this year. They're 2-7-2 on the road. Maybe think the tide's turning a bit in Vancouver, man. You know, Thatcher Demko has played like absolute shit this year. Hopefully he can turn that around. We all know that he's not that bad of a goalie. Defensively, Vancouver leaves a lot to kind of be desired for. But yeah, man, Washington's kind of been in shambles too. So it's kind of a hard game to pick, but if I had to lean one way, I'm going to take the home favorites here, -120. Give me the Canucks. As far as over under goes, oh, I don't love either play, but like Darcy Kuemper hasn't really been that great either. So I'm going to lean towards the over here just because there is some star-studded talent on both teams at +100 here at 6.5.
Yeah, right there with you on Vancouver, -120 and the over 6.5 at +100. Vancouver, they're on here. They've won three in a row. They've won 5 of 6. They've scored 4 goals or more in each of those 6 games. So maybe look at a team total over 3.5. That's at +110. But yeah, I like the Canucks here at home. You mentioned the Capitals, just abysmal road record, 2-7-2. So yeah, Vancouver here at home. Hopefully they can keep it going as they return home from their road trip. Give me the Canucks and the over 6.5.
Ryan's not afraid to call the heater.
Yeah, I know. I was like, whoa, bro.
And you know why? Because the teams they beat the freaking Avalanche, they beat the Knights, two of the best teams in the West. No, they beat the Sharks, but that's a post note. Yeah, coming back home here, I do like the Canucks as well against the Capitals. You mentioned their abysmal road record. They're still banged up, of course, with Wilson and Backstrom not expected for some time yet, and Dmitry Orlov, key part of the defense, out as well. Meanwhile, the Canucks, we saw it last year, how they had a terrible start to start the season, then turn it around with the hiring of Bruce Boudreau. Maybe Bruce Boudreau is a December coach, a winter coach. I don't know. But
is that a thing?
I don't know. But it's turning into a thing, apparently.
Especially if
they keep up this form. Yeah, he's going to give it to you. He's going to give it to the Caps and all the rest of them, I guess. -120, I think, is a decent line. The Canucks are better than the record, for sure. They got a high-powered offense. It's about keeping leads, and they've done that lately. So, yeah, I like the Canucks here, only -120. Over 6.5, though, is an even better bet because it's the same old Canucks, same old just total defensive frailties. Just don't give a fuck in your own end. Don't go into the corners. Don't do all that hard stuff. Like Bruce Boudreau teams are not good for that. But they are good for just throwing everything at the net and going forward, getting the defense, pressing high. So there will be goals in Canucks games, that's for sure. And Canucks goalies haven't been good. Capitals goalie has been average. So, yeah, over 6.5 here, I think it's fine. It might see an over 6 juice. That's fine, too. So, yeah, give me the over here and the Canucks.
All right, moving down to the 10:30 p.m. time slot. Last game on the docket here. We got the Seattle Kraken against the Los Angeles Kings. Game's at 10:30, and it is in Los Angeles. Seattle on the money line sitting at plus 100. LA Kings on the money line hanging out at minus 120. Pretty close game here. Over under pay or sitting at 6. Over paid off minus 120. The under plus 100. Ryan, what are you feeling here, buddy?
Yeah, kind of a tough game to call here, but I mentioned it in the Discord the other night. I think I may be adopting the Seattle Kraken as my West Coast team. I already got a hat, already got a crack going on. So give me the Kraken here, plus 100. I think they're playing better right now. They've won what? They've won 5 in a row. Kings have lost 4 of their past 5. Only win was in San Jose against the lowly Sharks. So I think Seattle here is decent value there, plus 100. If you can get them plus 105, plus 110, even better. Yeah, give me the Kraken is my best bet for this one. And then the total, I'd probably lean to the under 6 at plus 100. That was a 3-2 game in overtime a few weeks ago when they played. Could see a similar outcome tomorrow night. They also played in LA back on October 13th in Seattle 1-4-1. So yeah, even more reason to take Seattle and the under.
I don't mind that at all. I like the Kraken here as well. Just a well-rounded team. Finding some goal scoring this year, getting some goaltending as well. Although Philip Grubauer returns, so maybe that could put a spanner in the works or a wrench in the tires or however you want to say it of the Kraken goaltending experience. But if Martin Jones starts, that still cracks me up every time I say that. Martin Jones, we need Martin Jones.
Oh, Magic Hands Marty, baby. Fuck yeah.
He was a fun fade when he was in San Jose, that's for sure. But times have changed. Times have changed on the Kraken. Need Martin Jones and net. But at plus 100 here, they're still an underdog against the Kings, where I think a fairly average team, maybe slightly above average. But the Kraken have shown to be legitimately second place in the Pacific Division. So I like them as very small dogs here at plus 100. Slightly into the over, actually, over 6 here with the Kraken just opening it up a lot more. And then the Kings, they're a bit of a hit and miss. I'm not sure how their over-unders are going lately, but I remember that they were involved in a lot of high-scoring games as well. So I don't care about the total, but the Kraken money line is what I'm going after here.
All right, I'm right there with everything Joel just said, man. I love the Kraken lately, especially at plus 100. Like, this team's been an absolute fucking wagon, man. You talked about it. They're on a 5-game heater. It's 5 games. You're allowed to call it a heater. Suck it, Ryan. No, I like them, man. Jonathan Quick hasn't looked that great for LA. Over under, I'd kind of have to go to the over here, man. 6 seems a little bit low. The push is in play. Seattle's been scoring goals. What I really wanted to bring up when it came down to this game, though, something that I kind of like the idea of. What about Dave Haxtell for the Jack Adams? If the Rangers fall off a bit and Seattle keeps going, man, like there's got to be some value there. Come on. What if they keep riding?
It's Lindy Ruff, baby. Lindy Ruff all the way.
Bruce Cassidy.
The way I'm looking at it is level Jim of competition Montgomery. Within the division, okay? I see that the Metro division, in my opinion, you know, maybe you guys don't agree with this, but I see that the Metro to me is better than the Pacific. So New Jersey might have a stronger time playing against more teams within the division than Seattle will. So I wouldn't hate it, man. Depending on what the odds are, maybe a little sprinkle. It might be worth it. So that's what I'll be looking out for. But as far as this game goes, I do like Seattle and I do like the over as well.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the Jonathan Quick stats here. He is the number 46th ranked goalie in terms of goals they've been respected. So, yeah, there's a lot of backups playing better than him right now, so that makes me like the Kraken even more, and it makes me like the over a little more, too. I mean, Martin Jones is a respectable number 24, but...
It's still Martin Jones,
yeah. As long as you're in the top 32, okay? You're an NHL goalie, and that's better than what he was before.
That's like saying fucking... What's his name? How am I forgetting his name right now? Who's that motherfucker that plays quarterback for you? Mac Jones. That's it. Yeah, close enough. That's like saying Mac Jones. Yeah, he threw for fucking 280 yards last game. He's going to be great. Yeah, no. Hey, okay, boys.
He's not that bad, man.
No, I loved him.
Have you seen a lot of quarterbacks in the league right now?
There's not a lot of good ones. Okay, boys. That was a hell of a 9-game slate here. We're going to roll right into our lock dogs and totals here. We'll do a run through of the standings where we currently sit. Joely's still in first place here. He is 18-12 on the season. He is currently up 6.7 units. Ryan's in second place here. He is 15-14 on the season. He is down 1.84 units. Trended in the right direction, though, looking to get in the positives. Myself, I am 14-15. I'm down 3.57 units. As a collective podcast, though, we are 47-41 on the year. We are up 1.29 units, which is definitely a hell of a lot better than we were last year. So we're stepping in the right direction. Joely, get us started here, buddy. What do you got?
Going with my boys, the Colorado Avalanche, on the road against Winnipeg Jets. I know I've been fading the Jets like all season, much to my detriment. But I think that the Avs win this game, just the better team. Hellebuyck will have to be the better goaltender in this one, which is very possible, but he's going to have to do it for the whole 60 minutes, including quite a bit of power play time with the Jets' proclivity to commit penalties. So there'll be some power play time for the Avs in this game. And I expect Makar, MacKinnon, Rantanen to open up on those occasions. So I like the Avs at only -130. My dog, I couldn't find anything on this board. I mean, they're all pretty close games, I mean, for the most part. So it was hard to find a money line dog. So I just went with the Predators puck line +105, just a little true wow. But yeah, I think that this should be a good bet, given the fact that the Ducks are just putrid. We've been over that. And my total is the Caps, Canucks, over 6.5 at +100. Just sort of, there's goals in Canucks games. It's not a hard handicap there. Yeah, the Canucks, they score goals, they let goals in. So keep it simple, stupid.
All right, for me, my lock, I'm going with the Boston Bruins, -165 at home against the tired Tampa Bay Lightning team. This line should definitely move a lot. Boston could end up being -180, -185, if not higher, but puck drop, so make sure you place this bet as soon as you hear this. Yeah, just better team, at home, rested, all that stuff. My dog, Joel said it was a tough slate for dogs. I feel bad here, but I'm taking the Kraken. Very, very small dog, +100 at the Kings. We all just talked about that one. And then my total is going to be the Hurricanes Penguins under 6, -115. It should be a playoff-like atmosphere between two Metropolitan Division opponents.
All right, for myself here, for my lock, I'm going New York Islanders of regulation against Philly, man, paying off -115. I'm fading the fuck out of the Flyers. But if you're looking for someone to back it up here, the Islanders, I believe they've won 12 out of their 15 wins have been in regulation, so that kind of helps out. For my dog, I'm riding with the Jets, man, +110 against Colorado. I'm a Hellebuck guy. You can call me a Hellefuck. That's the Hellebuck fans, the Hellefucks. I'm leading the brigade here with the Carter Hellefuck Club. So let's go, Carter Hellebuck and the Hellefucks. For my total, I'm going Anaheim, Nashville, under 6.5, paying off -120. These teams can't score. They both fucking suck. Anaheim's absolutely terrible, and Nashville's, they're fucking stinkers, too. UC Saros hasn't been playing up to his capabilities. He's been playing like a 5'11" goalie in the NHL, which is what he is. So I'm taking the under in that game at 6.5 here, paying off -120. Gentlemen, any consensus plays? What do we got here?
Had a few here. Had the Bruins, -165.
Yeah, love it.
The Islanders, either money line or regulation.
Mm-hmm.
Or to make the playoffs.
I'm with Joel.
Canucks, -120.
Who are they playing again?
Washington.
Fuck yeah. Fuck the Caps.
And then the Kraken, +100.
Yeah,
just
that sounds good to me.
No totals.
I didn't really find any. I don't remember.
I didn't really get many totals out today.
Mm-hmm. No, I
like La Paz. La Paz was
was a good play.
I think we can add that one to the list. No,
add that to the lexicon. Yeah,
add that to the list. Okay, everybody, go check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. That's the place to be. We talked about it. If you are a soccer fan, there's definitely tons of World Cup coverage going on there, so be sure to check it out. Tons of other sports, too. We got football. We got college football. There's hoops. There's college hoops. There's hockey. Apparently, there's winter meetings in baseball. I don't know if that's a thing. Can you gamble on that? Like, how many people or who wears a tie to the meeting or who? How many people care about the meetings? I don't know. But either way, if that was a thing, and if you were looking for it, you could probably find it on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. As well, shout out to all of our friends and pals in the Slack room, man. Like, the Slack is the fucking what? Best. Just I'm not editing it out, I don't care.
No.
Do the Discord. Shout out all of our friends and pals in the fucking Discord. The Discord is way better than any other type of medium that might be available for whatever. Shout out to all of our
social
friends
media.
And pals. Yes. Shout out to all of our friends and pals in the Discord. If you're not in the Discord, get your ass in the Discord. You straight up losing money for not being in there. I can't believe I fucked that up. But yeah, man, if you're looking to get in the Discord, reach out to Ryan and I on Twitter or just figure it out, man. Google it. It's all good. But yeah, shout out to all our friends and pals in the Discord. Get your ass in the Discord.
Yeah, Discord is sg.pn/Discord. Also, yeah, shout out to the OGs from the Slack channel. I wish I had another nice 5-star rating to read like I did last show. And if you want to hear me read a nice review, why don't you leave one for the Hockey Gambling Podcast on whatever podcast platform you prefer. Thanks.
That's quite the, that's, I don't even know what to call it, quite the enticement to leave. I don't even think that's a word. I'm done. Okay, everybody. My name is Talon Jenkins. You can find me on Twitter at Talon_Jenkins94.
I'm Ryan Gilbert. You can find me on Twitter at RGilbertSOP.
I'm Joel Meyer. You'll find the Avs crushing the Hella Sucks tomorrow.
Ooh.
Let's go, Avs.
Hella Fucks are going to fuck the Avalanche and the Avalass. That's what you get.
Have you ever seen a Jet fight an Avalanche?
I think the Avalanche would win, no? Fuck, you're right. That sucks. Okay, peace!